Good grief. God, this is crazy. This is crazy. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I walked by the boy when I came in. I didn't say anything.
We're up his ass, didn't we? Wow. I don't get it. Should have done Rusciana. Wow. Should have done Rusciana. Probably. One of them's Bachman. We'll be right back. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gaydosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Look, Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy through maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Get the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
It is loud, it is noisy. You hear the Sydney Pep Band in the background. We are minutes away from the start of tonight's Friday night GWAC game between Sydney and Trotwood here at Sydney High School. Sydney Yellow Jackets, 12-3 overall, 9-0 in the GWAC American. Trotwood, 13-1 on the year, also 9-0 in the GWAC American. It is a huge game. Undoubtedly, the winner tonight will have a leg up on the GWAC American Championship. Sydney's got to go to Tip, got to go to Greenville. Sydney could drop one. Sydney hasn't beaten Trotwood in 14 games. You got to go all the way back to the 2008-09 season when Sydney dumped Trotwood 79-74. Last year, the Trotwood Rams routed Sydney with a 79-64 win and a 77-59 win. In recent years, Trotwood has scored over 100 in beating Sydney. The Sydney Yellow Jackets would like to change that course here tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's a sellout crowd, very few seats available. We're running late tonight. A long freshman game won by Sydney, a long junior varsity game won by Trotwood. These two teams, Chuck, both giving up about the same number of points per game on the season. Each team allowing about 53, 54 per contest. But Trotwood is averaging over 90 a game, having scored 100 and has hit the 90 mark on 10 occasions. Somehow, some way, Sydney's got to slow Trotwood down.
Well, they want to slow them down, but they don't want to slow the game down because that is absolutely not Sydney's basketball. They want to run up down the floor also. But Trotwood, this is going to be a huge challenge for the Yellow Jackets because they're not used to being matched athletically with other teams in the GWAC, and tonight they will be.
This Trotwood team, Chuck, has a couple of scores at 70% field goal shooting on the year, 7-0. That means Trotwood gets the ball around the basket either in the offensive set or off the glass, and the Rams stick it back in. Sydney's got to rebound, that's for sure.
They got to rebound, and they also have to make sure that they're not turning the ball over in open court situations and giving Trotwood a lot of layups at the other end, because I think Sydney can match him scoring-wise, but they can't match him if it gets into the 80s and 90s.
Right. Andre Gordon, 21 points a game for Sydney. Very good rebounder. He generates steals. He dishes the ball off. Excellent assist maker. Torrey Patton, other side for Trotwood. 6'2" tall, a senior. 20 points a game. 6 assists, 4 steals per game. We'll watch that duel all night long. Andre Gordon, Sydney. Torrey Patton, Trotwood. Trotwood's got 4 young men, 13 points per game or better. You'll hear the names of Miles Blue, spelled B-E-L-Y-E-U, pronounced Blue, a 6'2 junior, 17 a game. And Amari Davis, a 6'4 sophomore. He's averaging 16 points per game. Sydney Yellow Jackets, Isaiah Bowser, Devin Rogers, Rontez Roberts, and Josiah Hudgens, who will start along with Andre Gordon, certainly have their hands full tonight. These young men from Trotwood average double digits because they're outstanding shooters. Yeah, they play pell-mell basketball, high-octane offense, but they get high-percentage shots, Chuck. You've got to make Trotwood shoot threes. They shoot at 39% from behind the arc. That's not sensational, fairly good at the high school level, but you've got to make them shoot it from 15 on out. You can't let them get into the paint.
Well, there was a lot of times. I coached against Trotwood many, many years at Piqua, and my philosophy always was play zone. Don't let them get 3 and 4 cracks each time down the floor.
Right.
And try like heck not to turn the ball over. Easier said than done most years.
Devin Rogers was a force against Fairborn last time we covered Sydney 1 week ago. Yellow Jackets have won twice since. But in that game, Rogers took up space in the lane. Fairborn was denied the middle when the Skyhawks did try to penetrate. Devin Rogers was in the path of the guards for Fairborn. And Devin Rogers somehow, some way, has got to repeat that performance tonight, maybe even do a better job. Devin is not really tall, but because of his width, because of his bulk, he does play a little taller because you can't go up straight right next to him because he will fend you off. But Devin Rogers has got to stay out of foul trouble. So does Andre Gordon for sure. Andre's got to have a spectacular game tonight, Chuck. Probably 25 to 30 points.
I was getting ready to say he's going to have to be above his average. And Isaiah Bowser, this young man, he's just an athlete. Right. He's going to be able to match up with the speed and the quickness out there. But I don't know if they can do it with all five guys tonight.
No. I'm looking at this Trotwood Rams team warm up down to our right, Chuck. They are
like
tired.
A college team, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm going to take that one step further. I saw Louisville play twice in the last couple weeks. The Louisville Cardinals, coached by Rick Pitino. They are long and lean. This Trotwood team, attired in black shirts, black pants, red numbers, white trim, just like Louisville, looks just like Louisville out there shooting around.
Yeah, they got the same colors. It looks like the same uniform, doesn't it? But, they're going to be a formidable task for Sydney. Now, Sydney's got talent, and if they can do some things to keep themselves in the game and not lose the ball game instead of letting Trotwood win. If Trotwood wins it, nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But you got to make sure you don't turn it over a lot, take bad shots, and let Trotwood just beat you to death on the boards.
Live ball turnovers by Sydney have to be avoided tonight.
Well, yeah, because live ball turnovers usually turn into layups at the other end.
As I mentioned, a lot at stake here tonight. The winner goes up by a full game in the GWAC American Conference standings. Sydney plays in the GWAC North. Trotwood plays in the GWAC South. In the North, you've got Sydney, Pickwood, Troy, Tip, Greenville, Vandalia. In the South, you've got Trotwood, Fairborn, West Carrollton, Xenia, Stebbins. The two divisions make up the American portion of the GWAC. So you play each school in your own division twice, then you cross over and play each team in the other once. This year, Trotwood comes to Sydney. Ideal situation for the Yellow Jackets to pull off the upset. Trotwood is ranked number 3 in the state in Division 2 for a reason. It is a powerhouse club, averaging over 90 points a game. In fact, Trotwood pumped in, I think, 29 or 30 field goals, 7 or 8 of threes at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in the fly to the hoop, Chuck, but got beat.
Yeah, they played a team from California. Yeah. We were talking to a guy last night that was there, and he said, quite honestly, it was a little bit of bad coaching that probably kept them from winning the basketball game and they'd be undefeated.
Sydney Yellow Jackets have lost just 3 all year long to Fairmont and Centerville on the road. The other setback was a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com on December the 10th when Wapakoneta shot lights out from behind the arc and beat Sydney by a score of 57-38. We don't anticipate that kind of three-point shooting from Trotwood here tonight, but certainly Sydney cannot drop to the level of its performance displayed in either one of those 3 losses. Sydney's got to play its best game of the year tonight to probably be on the court in the middle of the third quarter.
Well, they did not defend the arc, and they kind of quit in that Wapakoneta game. Let's just be honest. Last week on Friday when we were down at Fairborn came out and hit their first 3 shots, all 3s.
Yep.
And Coach Willoughby called a timeout. And when they came back out, they had a new fire in their eyes playing defense on the perimeter.
Of course, these two clubs have some common opponents on the schedule, one of which is Fairborn. Fairborn competes with Trotwood in the GWAC South. And last Friday night, we covered the Yellow Jackets Skyhawks game down at Fairborn, won by Sydney by a final score of 68-57. Trotwood defeated Fairborn in the opener back on December 9th by a score of 95-71. Trotwood routed Greenville 103-50. Sydney beat Greenville by 9. And Trotwood also has a 22-point triumph over Vandalia Butler by a score of 73-51. Vandalia Butler took Sydney into overtime. So when you look at common opponents, clearly big advantage Trotwood. Trotwood, despite the fact that Sydney's dropped just 3 and is in an American Conference tie with Trotwood, Rams are the prohibitive favorite here tonight.
They definitely are, but I think to look at that comparison, Sydney's not going to turn the ball over nearly as much as a Vandalia, as a Greenville. And I guarantee you that Trotwood got into their shorts and turned them over constantly. And they're not going to, I don't think they're going to turn, I shouldn't say they're not going to, but I don't think they're going to turn Sydney over that much tonight. Not like I'm sure they did to those other two teams.
As I mentioned, the Rams have won 14 straight over Sydney. You've got to go all the way back to 2008-9 to find the last Sydney victory. It was here by a final score of 79-74 in a season when Trotwood went 20-4, Sydney 12-9. Trotwood lost games to Withrow, Centerville, to a Maryland school, and to Sydney that season. Starting lineups in the beginning of this game upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com for this Sydney Trotwood game, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Sydney Yellow Jackets being introduced. Josiah Hudgens, 6 feet tall, a sophomore. He plays guard out front. He's got to handle the ball extremely well tonight and make very few mistakes. Other four starters, Devin Rogers in the middle, 9 points a game, 6'2", a junior. Isaiah Bowser, 6 feet tall, a junior, 10 points a game at a forward. Rottez Roberts, 12 per contest, just a sophomore, 6 feet 2 inches tall at a wing. And Andre Gordon, 21 a game, sophomore, 6 feet 1 inches tall. Opening five for the Trotwood Rams is as follows. Amari Davis, 6'4", a sophomore, 16 points a game. Miles Blue, 6'2", a junior, 17 a game. Amir Foster, a senior, 6'2", 13 points per game. Justin Stevens at the power forward, 6'6", a sophomore, averaging 4.5 blocks per game. And Torrey Patton, the very good wing guard player for Trotwood, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 12th grader, 20 points per outing, averaging better than 6 assists and more than 4 steals per contest. Andre Gordon giving up several inches here at midcourt on the opening jump to start the game. Sydney running from right to left, Trotwood left to right. Trotwood the road, black, red numbers. Sydney the home, white, black numbers outlined in gold. And here's a tip won by Trotwood. Quick jump shot from the left flank. He is missed on the play by Miles Blue, but Trotwood gets an offensive rebound. It is Torrey Patton on the arc. Hands off right baseline to Stevens. Stevens flips it back to the top of the key. Looks like Sydney
opened in the zone.
Uh-huh,
that's the same thing I would have done.
Andre Gordon manning the point in the zone defense for Sidney. And Trotwood tries to shoot over it. Here's a long one by Torrey Patton, way short. Rebounded by Sidney. Quickly down the floor, Yellow Jackets. Andre Gordon down inside to Roberts. Stolen on the play by Trotwood. And bolting the other direction with the driving layup is Torrey Patton.
Pretty smooth, isn't he?
Torrey Patton. Yeah, he doesn't miss a beat. Boy, he looks like Louisville Cardinal right now. Here is Sidney throwing the ball deep in the left corner, intended for Bowser off his fingertips right into the Trotwood bench.
The last thing Sidney needs is a bad start to this game. They can't afford to get way down.
It is important for Sidney to hang around. Hopefully then the burden of pressure will switch to Trotwood psychologically, giving Sidney an edge in the second half. So Sidney's got to stay close the first 16 minutes. Trotwood with possession, leading 2-0, a minute 10 gone here in the first quarter. Patton against the zone, throws it short corner to Stevens. Here's a skip pass, across the floor, long bomb by Blue, way hard from three-point land. Rebound taken down by Bowser. So far, the zone working pretty nicely. Here's Sidney attacking. One, two, three passes. Rogers to Roberts. He got the layup. We're tied at two.
Well, that's what you want your zone to do. You want to make them settle. And so far, that's what they've done.
Foul line, Amir Foster's got the ball for Trotwood. Deep in the left corner, Miles Blue. He goes baseline. Little teardrop, hit the rim twice. No good. Rebound down to Sidney. Good board by Josiah Hudgens for the Yellow Jackets. Outlet to Bowser, up to Andre Gordon. 2 minutes gone, first quarter, game tied at two. So far, the pace to Sidney's liking. Here's Gordon trying to make a pass, ball knocked away. Sidney recovers. Bowser low on the right. Good shot fake. Then he muscles it up and in for 2 points.
Boy, he went up over a much bigger guy right there.
4-2, Sidney leads. Here's Trotwood inside the arc, left flank. It's Davis. Trotwood attacking the zone, which now features Josiah Hudgens out at the point. Baseline right to Blue. Outside to Justin Stevens. Deep in the left corner, Torrey Patton. Patton lobs a skip pass, bobbled by Davis. He hangs on. Davis to Stevens in the right corner. Now short corner, back to the basket. It's Foster. And here's a pivot shot tried, but Trotwood no good, but a hacking foul against Sidney.
Well, that's how you want to attack a zone. You throw the ball down to the short corner, and then you got the big guy rolling down the lane that time.
It was Justin Stevens who was bottled up and bumped. And he's at the stripe to shoot two. He's got a wide open stance. Right foot about a foot and a half in front of the left foot, and he lobs up the free throw way short.
That was ugly.
Second free throw, Stevens of Trotwood. Pushes this one toward the iron and drains it.
That was ugly too, but it went in.
4-3, Sidney leads. Trotwood pressing now, 80 feet from the rim. Walking up the right side, Andre Gordon. He's doubled at the timeline. He's still in backcourt, needs assistance. Squeezes between a couple players. Ball deflected. It rolls out of bounds into the scorer's table. And it said it was touched last on the play by Sidney. I think it's going to get corrected.
Yeah, he just pointed the wrong way. Sometimes the officials get excited in these big games, too. This is a huge crowd.
SRO crowd. I don't see an empty seat anywhere.
Not at this end.
Here is pressure at midcourt by Trotwood, and it causes Andre Gordon to whip a pass 45 feet to the baseline out of bounds.
He needs to play within himself. He's tried to make a couple of passes that aren't there.
3 minutes gone, first quarter. 4-3, Sidney leads. Yellow Jackets have held Trotwood to one field goal in the first 3 minutes plus. Here's Trotwood attacking the zone, dumping it down short corner to Miles Blue. Blue turns, tries to force up a shot. He's smacked on the side of the face, and he's awarded 2 free throws. 4-3 Sidney, 4:55 to go first period. Foul shot, Miles Blue, front rim, no good. Trotwood, 1 of 3 at the stripe in the early going. Second one, Miles Blue, upcoming. And he aims and knocks it down. Even up at 4. Three-quarter court pressure by Trotwood. Here's Isaiah Bowser, 60 feet from the basket. Flips it up the floor to Roberts. Here is Roberts splitting a couple defenders. Enters the lane. Soft shot. Not a rim. It fell through. And he was hacked on the arm as he delivered it. It's a +1 field goal, Roberts.
Well, I tell you, I say this a lot. His eyes never left the rim. He took the hit, and he continued to shoot it like he was the only one on the floor.
Exactly, Chuck. He focused on the iron all the way. as he blitzed right through the middle of the Trotwood defense. Free throw rims out to the left. No good. Try to convert the three-point chance. Didn't. 6-4, though, Sydney. Here is Trotwood entering the lane. Player out of control. It's Torrey Patton. And he pulls his way right into Devin Rogers. Chuck, that's just what I was talking about in the pregame. Devin Rogers is wide enough. He can occupy that entire three-second lane and not let Trotwood penetrate the basket.
Well, he did a good job of taking that one right on the money.
6-4, Sydney leads with the ball. Bowser left corner, goes baseline, hard drive to the rim. Oh, what a play! Isaiah Bowser on the finish. 8-4, Sydney. Trotwood back in a jiffy. Here's a pull-up, Jay, outside the lane on the left. Good. Amir Foster pulled up and nailed the 7-footer. Boy, Trotwood, in the blink of an eye, got the ball down the floor and scored in a matter of a few seconds after the Bowser driving basket for the Yellow Jackets.
Well, that's what they want to do because they're really right now not attacking that zone real well, so they want to beat the defense back.
Right, 8-6, Sydney leads, 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Here is Hudgens outside the arc, left corner Bowser. Bowser sets and shoots the three. It grazed the side of the backboard. Rebound down to Trotwood. Ball thrown to midcourt to Blue. Blue hurls it deep in the left corner to Patton. Patton to Davis. Davis streaks down the lane, pulls up and sinks the 8-footer right in front. We're tied up at 8. 3:40 left to go, opening quarter, 8 apiece. Here's Gordon in backcourt. He's being hounded. Flips it way down the floor to Rogers. Rogers a shot fake. Another shot fake. It's blocked. Good rebound in the lane. And it's in. Good follow. Josiah Hudgens. 10-8 Sydney. Josiah with a big field goal. He was right place, right time. Bowser flicks a pass out of bounds. Good defense by Isaiah for Sydney. Preventing that pass from going to Amir Foster. Low on the left. 10-8, Sydney by 2. 3:17 to go, first quarter. Here's Davis, 30 feet away for Trotwood. Hands off midcourt. Handled there by Torrey Patton. Skip pass, near side to Davis. Now Patton at the elbow on the right. Way short of the 17-footer. Long rebound down to Davis. He overshoots a 10-footer. Here's a long heave by Sydney. Down the floor, Hudgens. Hudgens to the rim. Crammed out of bounds.
Wow, Amari Davis went up and knocked that one about 8 rows up.
Amari Davis, who averages 3 blocks a game, got one of those 3 right there. You're right, that ball traveled out of bounds several rows up into the bleachers. Sydney with possession, though. Up 10-8, 2:53 to go first quarter. Andre Gordon, herky-jerky move on the arc. He's double-teamed. Andre can't get free. Gives it up on the play to Hudgens. Back to Andre deep in the right corner. He's double-teamed again. Baseline right to Bowser. Hits the cutter. Rogers down the lane all the way to the rack. No good. Strong rebound. Roberts turning and hooks it in. What a play by Rotez Roberts.
He's got 6. He's playing really well to start this game.
12-8 in favor of Sydney. Ball thrown by Trotwood to Stevens in the post. 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Then it's flipped on the arc to Patton. Now straight away to Stevens. Patton, cross court, Amari Davis. Good look inside the arc. 18-footer, swish. 12-10, Sydney up 2. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Forecourt left, it's Hudgens. Josiah's got it for the Yellow Jackets. Now to Gordon, he's pinned near the timeline. Trapped, in trouble, still dribbling, almost walked. Threw it cross court, Bowser tracked it down. Baseline right, Roberts. Behind him to Gordon. Gordon lines up a 3-ball, overshoots it. Weak side rebound down to Davis for Trotwood. Hooking foul in backcourt against Sydney, picked up by Roberts. Minute 41 to go here in the first quarter. Sydney leads at 12-10. Yellow Jackets' biggest advantage has been 4 so far. Here's Torrey Patton, timeline for Trotwood. Sydney's zone has caused Trotwood some difficulty. Here's a baseline drive, then a quick pass into the lane. It's too hot to handle, and Sydney's got the loose ball. Down the floor to Roberts. Leaves it underneath for Alec Gordon. It rolls away from him. He can't find it. Trotwood comes away. Here is Miles Blue on a runner below the foul line. Makes it. What a play by Miles Blue of Trotwood. He was way off balance, but he pumped it in to make it a 12-12 game. Alec Gordon on the floor now for Sydney. Alec at 6 a game, 6'3", senior. Here's a good dish off down inside. Roberts to the rack. It won't go. It rolled off. Rebound knocked out, but Sidney fans want a goaltend against Trotwood. No call.
Actually, with the ball on the rim like that and you smack the backboard, it's supposed to be called.
Yep, I agree with you, Chuck. It should have been a field goal, Sidney. 12-12, 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Far left wing, it's Foster for Trotwood. Into the post, it goes to Blue. Good call by the referee. I like this crew, Chuck. I've seen them before. That's Mr. Bachman. He's one of them.
We got Kyle Bachman and Chuck Dockin. And I've seen the other guy, but I'm not sure what his name is.
You're right. Yep, Chuck Dockin down to her left. And it was Kyle Bachman who whistled the travel call. Here is Sidney with a real long pass thrown 50 feet over the top of the Trotwood press. Low on the right to Alec Gordon. He was beneath the backboard too far and couldn't finish. Trotwood's got the rebound. 27 seconds to go. First quarter, we're tied. Dribble drive into the paint. Blue way off balance. Barely caught rim. Rebound touch last. Out of bounds off Roberts of Sidney. 22.9 to go here in the first quarter. We're even up at 12. I say Sidney so far, Chuck, has succeeded in meeting its objective the first 8 minutes of this game.
Well, that zone has really got Trotwood's offense stifled. I mean, to hold them to 12 and a quarter, they're doing something right.
Exactly. Trotwood is averaging more like 23 points per quarter. Here's the inbounds pass, but Trotwood bobbled, and coming out of there with it is Andre Gordon for Sidney with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's a second pass by Sidney in the offensive end, stolen by Trotwood. The Rams throw it way down the court. Here's a slam dunk. Dunked in there by Foster. A second to go in the quarter. Gordon can't get the shot away. Trotwood never led the entire first quarter until the end, getting a bucket with 3 seconds left. Trotwood 14, Sidney 12 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sidney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sidney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sidney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sidney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sidney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sidney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sidney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Sidney Yellow Jackets have not beaten the Trotwood Rams in the last 14 tries. So far, Sidney playing Trotwood very well through the initial 8 minutes. We start the second quarter. Trotwood up to 14-12. Sidney with the ball deep in the left corner. It's dealt on the play to Ryan Hines, is in now, 6 foot junior. Hines out there with Jace Conrad, a 6 foot sophomore. Here's Gordon near the timeline for Sidney. On the dribble, being pressured. Boy, they harass him. Gordon's got a little bit of a crease down the lane. Little drop shot in front. Hits the rim twice and goes through. Well, that was a softie by Gordon. He nestled it down in. Tied up at 14, and Trotwood throws it away. Here's a pass down low on the left. Broken up by Conrad. Conrad was bumped as he tried to reel in the missed throw. Ball went out of bounds off him. It's given to Trotwood. Could have been a foul call there on the Rams. 7:22 to go, second quarter. Game tied at 14. Was that Andre Gordon's first field goal, Chuck?
Yes.
He really hasn't gotten a good look until that one. Here's Trotwood inbounding. It's thrown right in the lane to Amir Foster. He squares up and banks it in from 8 feet. Good quick pass from Patton on the arc into Foster. 16-14, Trotwood up two. Here's Andre Gordon, 25 feet away, to the foul line. Down the left side of the lane, runs to the rim. It hangs on the iron and drops off into the lap of Patton. Patton down the floor, deals to Davis. Davis inside the arc, 15-foot J, good. Trotwood with a run, up 18-14 now, with a minute 15 gone here in the second quarter. Gordon at midcourt, down to Hines, 30 feet away for Sidney. Hines hangs on, gives it behind him to Conrad. Conrad on the arc doesn't shoot. deals to Alec Gordon 30 feet out. Alec fell down, almost lost it. In fact, Trotwood did claw it away. Run out, Trotwood Rams. 3-on-1 break. Oh, it's blown. Ball hit the beneath side of the rim. Rebound went to Gordon. Head coach John Willoughby gets a timeout for Sydney before it gets away from the Jackets here in the second quarter. Trotwood up 4, 6:23 left in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Don't forget, Goffney Furniture in Sydney has high-quality furniture priced just right for your dining and living rooms, home office, and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, big savings online. Go to the Goffney website, goffneyfurniture.com. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Turnover, Yellow Jackets after the timeout. And then Trotwood throws in top of the circle. Gordon goes for the steal, collides with a Rams player. Foul number one on Andre Gordon of Sydney.
That was about a half a step late, but that was a good thought. He had a shot at it.
6:10 to go here in the second quarter. Trotwood has opened up a four-point lead, 18-14. Deep in the right corner, Miles Blue's got the ball for Trotwood. On top to Amari Davis, back to Blue. Blue hangs on. He scrambles his way into the lane. Unorthodox shot, way short. Rebound, Sydney. Oh, look at that steal in backcourt, though, by Trotwood. Then a block at the rim by Alec Gordon, but maybe a foul. A leaping steal by Trotwood. And then a foul on Sydney, trying to recover. Two free throws here for the Rams, who are up 4. At the stripe for Trotwood, Samuel Anderson, 6-foot freshman, in off the bench. First foul shot, dead center, good, 19-14, Trotwood in the lead. Second one here, on its way, rolling all around, and it cradles down through the net. 6-point lead, Trotwood. 5:45 to go until halftime. Alec Gordon in backcourt. Fires up the floor, right wing, handled there by Hudgens. Left corner, Bowser. Bowser fell down, got up, still maintains the dribble. Throws to Alec Gordon, low on the right. Little looper from 6 feet, bounced around and came off. Rebound, Trotwood. Here's a quick pass down the floor to Blue. Blue low on the left for 2 points. Trotwood up 8. Sudden burst for the Rams. Trotwood went down the floor high-octane fashion that time. Here's a steal at midcourt by Trotwood. Ball batted ahead to a teammate. It went from Davis to Patton. Layup, yes. And Sydney all of a sudden is down by 10. 5:11 to go in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sydney has fallen behind by 4, or I should say by 10, 24-14, 10-point spread. Trotwood in the lead. Sydney led in the first quarter by 4 on at least one occasion. But the Rams have caused some Sydney turnovers, some live ball mistakes for the Yellow Jackets, resulting in easy field goals by Trotwood. And here may be another one. Steal by Davis. Davis quickly down the floor to Blue. Blue is blocked at the basket. The ball went out of bounds. Trotwood got a piece of it at the end. What a play by Sydney, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think he blocked it. I think Foster tried to make one hell of a dunk, and he was too far out. But I'll tell you what, he sure was up in the air.
Yeah, he was airborne. And he tried to put on a show on that one. A little too much razzle-dazzle. It cost Trotwood a bucket. Sydney's got the ball. Driving down the right side of the lane. Bowser, well done play. Bowser all the way to the rack for a deuce. That was right in the middle of the Sydney offense. Well done sequence. Isaiah Bowser got two screens on the play and zipped to the basket for a layup. 24-16. Sydney down eight. Dribble drive in the lane. Off balance Patton. Delivers to the left corner to a teammate. Here's a long three by Foster. Bingo! Amir Foster has got the triple for Trotwood. 27-16. Rams lead by 11. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Gordon on the arc to Hudgens. Josiah gives it back to Gordon. Gordon romps down the lane. Here's Andre all the way to the rim. Oh, he expected someone from Trotwood to be there. Altered his shot. Didn't make it. Trotwood got the rebound. Long throw to Torrey Patton, and he's held at the other end of the floor. Ball out of bounds to the Rams, who lead by 11 with 3:47 to go second quarter. Inbounding right of the rim, Foster for Trotwood. Throws on the arc to Amari Davis. Here's a fadeaway shot, a long two-pointer. Bullseye again. 3:40 left in the half. Sydney finds itself down 13 now.
They're going to have to think about coming out of that zone at this point.
Here's Hudgens. Here's Gordon. Here's a double team, a sandwich, and a foul by Trotwood. Only the third team foul on Trotwood, Chuck, in better than 12 minutes. Rams have played pretty tight harassing defense and have not fouled much in this game. Well done, but Trotwood deep in the right corner with the ball. Josiah Hudgens for Sydney. He circles out on top. Here's an over guarding against Amir Davis of Trotwood. Two quick fouls on the Rams. Sydney needs to close the second quarter with a flourish here behind the 13, 29-16. Bowser to Andre Gordon in backcourt. Andre still with just one field goal, right, Chuck?
Correct.
Ball thrown to Devin Rogers back to the basket in the mid-post area. And he is nudged from behind. It's picked up by the referee. Foul call on Blue. Three quick fouls on the Rams. Five on the team. Six, by the way, on Sydney. Ball inbounded, but Trotwood kicked on the play. The Rams were off and running, fast break the other direction. But the referee said, nope, bring it back. Inbounding again, Bowser. Here's a deep right corner three by Hudgens. It clangs off the rim. Backboard, no good. Rebound, Trotwood. Here come the Rams. Torrey Patton down the lane. Real off-balance shot. Good defense by Conrad of Sydney, forcing the errant delivery. And the Yellow Jackets have got the board. And here's Gordon fouled as he dribbled into the left corner. Nope, it's called a palming violation by the official, Mr. Dockin, and that was a good decision, I think.
Yeah, if you do it in game control.
29-16 in favor of Sydney. Here's a baseline J by Blue of Trotwood. It rolls around three times and comes out. Rebound taken down by the Yellow Jackets. Hudgens in backcourt. He tries to split a couple defenders, and he's clearly made contact with and fouled. And that's the sixth on Trotwood. 2:45 to go, second quarter. First quarter was played very fast. A lot of stoppages here in quarter number two. Bowser in backcourt. Three-quarter court pressure again by Trotwood. Bowser goes with the left. Nearly walked. Threw it up to the right to Hudgens. Hudgens gave it up, got it back, lines up a three ball, swish, a long one, Josiah Hudgens, that's a big one. 29-19, Trotwood up 10, 2:20 left in the second quarter. Rams with the ball out high, it's Davis. Bounce pass left side, goes on the play to Blue, rotated near wing to Anderson. Here's a left-handed runner below the foul stripe, but Davis, it lipped the rim. Sydney garnered the rebound. Backcourt, Andre Gordon. He needs to get going. Trotwood making life difficult for Andre, double-teaming him and triple-teaming. Here is Sydney trying to make a pass that's not there. Yellow Jackets get a break because a Trotwood player got a tennis shoe on the ball, ruled a kick. Sydney possession low on the right. Bowser wanting to inbound. Goes to Rogers in the paint. Caught it. Shot fake. Spun. Ball was raked away. Loose on the floor. Rams come out of there with it. Here's a long throw down the court. Slam dunk at the other end. Amir Foster on the reception. And he flushed it. 31-19 Trotwood. A minute 38 to go in the half. Gordon 35 feet away. Near side to Hudgens. To Bowser in the left corner. Baseline left to Rogers. Check there by Davis. And then Devin Rogers makes a neat move. He steps right through the defense of Trotwood and drops in a four-footer. Trotwood back in a hurry. Extra pass down inside to Blue. Oh, what a block. Rotez Roberts slammed it away. Sydney on the recovery. Down to Bowser. Baseline right. All the way to the rack. Overshoots it, but he was bodied and fouled. Yellow Jackets showing some energy now, Chuck, late in the second quarter, down by 10, 31-21, 1:11 remaining in the half, two free throws for Bowser.
Well, they weathered that big run by Trotwood, and they're still only down 10.
Bowser swishes the free throw. It's a nine-point game, 31-22. We heard the announcement, Chuck, about 15, 20 minutes before game time. Ken Barhor, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, has passed along the specifics. The very outstanding Sydney bowling team advanced to 13-0 today after beating Vandalia Butler. Butler had been 10-0. Sydney now 13-0. So basketball and bowling doing extremely well as winter sports at Sydney. Bowling team thumped Vandalia Butler. Sydney bowling squad now 13-0. It was Butler's first setback. Here's a long three try by Trotwood, 25-footer by Blue. It is no good. Nice rebound on the interior. Samuel Anderson, a freshman, got the roll. 10-point game. Bowser made two free ones. And then the bucket by Anderson of Trotwood. Half minute left, second quarter. Sydney behind by 10. Ball thrown to Roberts in the post. Now to Bowser on the arc. Now to Alec Gordon at the foul strike. Back to Bowser. He's got a little crease. Drive. Lays it up short. Oh, what a rebound by Roberts. Rotez Roberts. Spectacular rebound in traffic. 8-point game. Trotwood will play for one. And now the Rams get a timeout. 12.3 left in the half. Was that a 30 or 60, Chuck?
30.
30. We'll keep it right here. Let our listeners know all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Ann and near McCartyville. With high-tech computer solutions, network repair, upgrades, remote management, data recovery, tutoring, data transfer, and more, plus Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions, offers specialty advertising items like T-shirts. I've seen them all over the Upper Miami Valley, produced by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. High-quality computer service, too. On time, phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. 12 to go here in the second quarter. Trotwood ball at midcourt. Final seconds, first half. Ball inbounded, 40 feet away to Davis. Down to 7 to play. On top it goes to Foster. Deep left corner, Stevens throws down low on the left for Blue. Blue juggles, can't hang on. Pretty good D by Sydney, which caused the turnover. Roberts was right there. And with 2.3 left, Sydney has an opportunity for a Hail Mary. Down 8, full court pressure by Trotwood. Let's see what Roberts does with it. The playmaker not guarded. Gordon's double-teamed. It's whipped to Gordon at midcourt. He runs, lets one fly. A long 40-footer. Hit the top of the backboard. No good. Well, Sydney's in the game. Trotwood's up only 8. 33-25 here at the half. And judging from scores of recent year games between these two clubs, good work by Sydney, especially when you consider that last year Sydney was beaten twice, although those two games were not by the margins of some several years ago. In 2013-14, Trotwood ran up 118 points in a game against Sydney. 81 in 14-15, 95 and 103 in 2012-13, 109 and 89 in 11 and 12. Sydney's last win over Trotwood in 2008-09 season, 79-74 right here. Sydney within striking range, down 8 at the break, 33-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. Yellow Jackets trail Trotwood by 8, 33-25 at the half. Both teams with a defensive yield this year of about 53 points per game or so. Trotwood averaging 92 offensively per outing. That's 46.5. Pretty good job by Sydney so far, limiting Trotwood to 33. Our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Take it away.
Well, we talked about some keys for Sydney before the game. Sydney actually has a 13-10 rebounding advantage and 3-2 on the offensive board. So the zone has done a nice job there for them. Sydney turned the ball over 12 times. That's a little too much against this Trotwood team. Trotwood turned it over 4 times. The Yellow Jackets 2-3 from the free throw line. Trotwood 4-6. Individual scoring, Amir Foster has 11 for Trotwood, and Amari Davis has 8. They got 5 from Blue. They got 4 from Anderson, 4 from their leading scorer, Patton, and 1 from the freshman, Stevens. They scored 14 and 19, 33 in the first half. Sydney has a couple players with 8. Isaiah Bowser has 8, and Rontez Roberts has 8. They both had terrific first halves. 5 points for Josiah Hudgens, and then they got 2 from Andre Gordon and 2 from Devin Rogers. They scored 12 and 13. They trailed by 8, 33-25 at the half.
Chuck, I think among our last several words we echoed before the game started were live ball turnovers. And Sydney has committed 12 mistakes so far in this game on the floor, and I bet 4 or 5 of those have been live ball turnovers, resulting in 10 Trotwood points. Sydney's got to cut them out. That's all there is to it.
Well, and that's where Trotwood got the lead, because it was Sydney had a, was only down 2 at the end of the quarter, and then Trotwood went on a run and pushed the thing out to 12. So, and it was their turnovers that caused that.
Yep. I'll give Trotwood a lot of credit. Suffocating defense, and Andre Gordon, he can't even breathe out there.
He's not getting much of a look, and he did it. He started out kind of throwing nice passes, but then he kind of forced his way in a little bit on a couple of shots. He just needs to go with the flow of the game. And if they're going to come and double team him, he's got to be able to find the open man like he did with Roberts on the last play there that got it down to 8.
You mentioned before the game the importance of a good start in the first quarter by Sydney. Yellow Jackets provided that. Now, behind by 8, it's imperative Sydney opens the second half with a very strong first 4 minutes.
Well, truly, only 2 things are going to happen here. Either Sydney's going to get themselves back in the game, or Trotwood's going to push out a lead that's insurmountable. So, you know, I'm sure both teams are discussing that at halftime.
Yep. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. We're 3.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game. Trotwood 33, Sydney 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. LaCalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And during boys' games, LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a cheerleader tonight from Sydney. It's Addison Hudgens, a junior cheerleader for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Fine 3.65 grade point average. Daughter of Tish Eisnagel in Sydney. Addison volunteers at the school coffee shop. Active in student government, choir, yearbook. A member of the Link crew. And she also participates helping freshmen transition to high school. German club as well. And she cheers for football. Would like to pursue a degree in the business field and has an eye on a small college. Addison Hudgens, junior cheerleader in Sydney, under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go on scorersbroadcast.com. Trotwood with possession. We kick off play in the third quarter. Rams up 8, 33-25. Here's a near steal by Andre Gordon out of the top of the key. The lost ball was gotten back, though, by the Rams, garnered by Patton. He throws cross court to Davis. Back to Blue, and then Sidney does steal. Deflected to Devin Rogers. Down the floor to Rontez Roberts, who pulls it back out to Rogers, to Gordon. He sets the attack.
Two excellent defensive plays by Gordon to start this half.
Here's Andre, tripped in the lane. He backpedals toward the basket. Trotwood wants a walk. Good call, though, by the referee. Common foul, ball out of bounds to the Yellow Jackets, baseline left. If Sidney's going to win this game, Chuck, Andre Gordon's got to get a dozen or 15 points here in the second half.
Yeah, he's a little gimpy right now.
Ball inbounded to Andre on the arc, 25 feet away. He gets a screen from Rogers. He's still doubled, though. Retreats to midcourt. Goes to Roberts' foul line. Late dish down low on the left to Rogers. Power move to the rim. Got it for two. Yep, the double team and Gordon left somebody open somewhere.
Well, he and Andre's got to find him, and so far he's been doing a good job of that.
Ball thrown to the post, handled there by Stevens for Trotwood. Sidney is closed within six. A minute gone here in the third quarter. Cross-court pass by the Rams to Blue. On top to Amari Davis. Short corner to Stevens. Good zone defense set up right now by Sidney. Short corner right at Stevens. Tried to make an impossible shot around the edge of the backboard. Blew it. Rebound volleyballed around, and guess who's there to snatch it? Devin Rogers. Fires that in to Gordon. Foul line into the lane. Hooks a shot up on the run. Short. Rebound Trotwood. Minute and a half gone, third quarter. Blitzing down the floor, Amir Foster. Hands off to a teammate who lets one go with the left hand from 10 feet. Air ball. Rebound Rogers. Outlet Roberts. Wide open. A flush. A dunk. Rogers to Roberts for a stuff. Sidney's within a half dozen, or I should say within four now.
Well, this pace is really frustrating for Trotwood, I guarantee it.
2 minutes gone, third quarter. Good opening, second half for Sidney. Straight away with the ball, Trotwood. Right wing, it's Blue. Zone defense puzzling the Rams. Blue takes a jumper, 17-footer. He hits it. 35-29, Trotwood's first 2 points, second half, right, Chuck?
Yes.
5:40 to go, third quarter. Sidney behind by six with the ball. Gordon midcourt. Here comes the double team. Long lob to Josiah Hudgens, right corner. Out back to Bowser. Coming out to catch Roberts. Sizes up a three, lets it go short. Rebound into the lap of Stevens for Trotwood. 3-on-2 break. Down the floor to Blue. Powering to the rim. Muscling. Good. It was actually Patton who was the receiver that final pass.
Yep, he's only got, his sixth point.
Averaging 20 on the year. Sidney's done a good job on Patton, just like Trotwood's done a fine job on Gordon. Here's Gordon shaking loose. Oh, what a feed by Rogers. Gordon concludes the play with a bolt to the basket, a driving layup, and a foul as well. 37-31. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Andre, a chance for a three-point play here.
Well, and what does this tell you with the respect they have for Trotwood running the floor? All four defenders are back as they shoot a free throw.
Yep, Gordon shoots it up and in. That's good strategy, I think, by head coach Sean Willoughby. Don't give up a gimme at the other end after a missed foul shot or even a made foul shot. Inside the arc, right wing, Amari Davis has a 16-footer blocked. Here's Gordon with the ball. Quickly down the floor to Roberts. Reverse layup. Got it. 37-34. Yellow Jackets within three. Here's Foster with the ball 30 feet away for Trotwood. Zone defense has got Trotwood perplexed. In the short corner, it's Blue. Back out on top to Foster. Now rotates to Davis. 25 feet away. Handled there by Patton. Straight on, Davis. Short corner, baseline J. Miles Blue hit the back rim. Wow. No good. Tip is in. Nicely done by Trotwood. 5-point lead again. It was 3, 37-34 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's Devin Rogers. Gets it down low. Look at that move of Devin. Wow, he faked out the Trotwood player and drew a two-shot foul. Justin Stevens picked it up. Boy, Devin Rogers, Chuck, giving away, what, 3, 4, 5 inches on the interior.
Yeah, 4 inches to Stevens. Stevens just needed to stand and make him make a tough shot. Instead, he bailed him out.
Yep, ball fake, shot fake, but Devin Rogers got Stevens off his feet. Devin attracted the two-shot foul. He fires up the free throw. It's in and out, no good. 39-34 Trotwood, 4:03 left here in the third quarter. Well, Sydney got the good start to the second half we called for. Now the Yellow Jackets simply have to sustain the fine play here in the third period. Rogers hits the second one. It danced all around the iron and rolled down through the netting. 39-35, Sydney down four. Here's a strip by Roberts. Wow, dynamite play. Yanked it right out of the hands of Amari Davis. Sydney's Gordon to midcourt. Crossover dribble. Inside the arc, left wing. Here's a fadeaway J from 19. No. Long rebound in the lane. Hudgens. Hands off to Roberts. 10-footer. Got it. 39-37. Sydney within a bucket. Trotwood getting all it wants tonight for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Here's a baseline drive by Trotwood. Spinning, turning, Patton. It's blocked on the play. Loose ball picked up in the lane by Davis. His 10-footer is off to the right, but a foul. Sydney tagged him on the arm. Boy, you would think, Chuck, that the short corner, maybe the baseline, would be open for Trotwood against that zone defense. That's where the Rams are probing, but Sydney's clamping down as soon as the ball gets there.
Well, they should be able to roll somebody down the lane. They did it once in the first quarter. I haven't seen them try it again.
Left-handed free throw by Amari Davis hits the front rim, the backboard, and rolls in. 40-37, Trotwood up three. Sydney had closed it to 39-37 with 3:28 to go in the third quarter. Second foul shot upcoming here with the lefty Amari Davis, 6'4 sophomore. It's on its way, swish. Rams start two seniors, otherwise a lot of youth performs on the floor. Four-point game, 41-37. Sydney with possession. Bowser midcourt, left side to Gordon. Gordon's got to get on track. Here's a drive by Andre. Good pass to Roberts at the foul line. Good! 15-footer. Excellent assist by Andre Gordon. He attracted three men.
Boy, Roberts is having a game. He's got 16 now.
Sparkling performance by Rontez Roberts. Every open jumper he's getting, he's canning. Dribble drive, right baseline, Trotwood, all the way to the rim, around a couple players, layup is good. Who got that one, Chuck?
That was Blanton, he's another freshman.
In off the bench, Carl Blanton, 6'2 Frosh, nifty drive, 43-39 Rams, 2:40 to go in the third. Roberts on the arc, hands off to Gordon, he's double teamed. Left corner, Rogers, cross court, Hudgens, tries the three, blocked by Trotwood. Rebound pinballed around, out of bounds off Sydney. Tough possession there for the Yellow Jackets, who trail by four with 2.5 to go third quarter.
Well, from our perch way up here where we are, and the referee could not see that, but he got his arm hit on that three.
He sure did. Should have been three free throws right there for Sydney. As you told John Willoughby, head coach of Sydney, before the game, that you'll be down by four with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, he would have said, I'll take it.
I think if you would have told him they'd have 43 points, he would have said, I'll really take it.
Trotwood with the ball straight away, handled there by Patton. Elbow on the left. Here's a 16-foot jumper by the lefty, Davis. The south pole missed it off the back rim. What a strong rebound, though, by Miles Blue. Blue got the tip back. Trotwood up six. Here's Sydney down the floor in a hurry. Bowser on the inside. Blocked on the play, but Trotwood. Loose ball off the hands of Alec Gordon, who can't retain it. And it's Trotwood possession.
Bowser could not keep. The pass went to him, and he fumbled it just enough to get Trotwood back into it.
Oh, here's a palming violation big time on Trotwood. Sprinting down the floor, Torrey Patton. Big high dribble. And the official, Kyle Bachman, said that's a turnover. Six-point game, 45-39 Trotwood, a minute 57 to go in the third. Bowser to midcourt. Sydney's gotten within two here in this period. Here's Gordon, 35 feet away, elbow on the right, dribbling, double-teamed. Fades away, doesn't shoot. Finds a man wide open low on the right. It's Alec Gordon who spins and scores. Great assist by Andre Gordon. It's a four-point game, and Trotwood pitches it out of bounds into the Rams bench. Harassing D by Andre Gordon caused it. And the Rams now are talking among themselves.
And they're yelling at each other, aren't they? Yep. I'm telling you, this is a frustrating game for them.
Minute 30 to go, third quarter. Here's a steal, though, top of the key, but Trotwood yanked out of the air on the play, but Torrey Patton, he glides down the floor. He's banged from behind. Hit hard, but Bowser.
First turnover of the third quarter for the Yellow Jackets.
And you can bet, Chuck, the Sydney Yellow Jacket players got the memo from head coach John Willoughby regarding turnovers during that halftime pep talk. Torrey Patton, free throw line, Trotwood, two coming, 4-point game, minute 28 to go, third quarter. Foul shot, Patton, swish. Sydney's done a very good job on senior leader Torrey Patton. 6 feet, 2 inches tall, 20 points a game, better than six assists, better than four steals. He's been held under wraps.
That's only his seventh point.
Second free throw here for Patton. As he dropped in number one, second one dead center as well. Neither one hit the rim. 47-41, Trotwood by six. Minute 22 to go, third quarter. Andre Gordon midcourt. Miles Blue defends. Gordon enters the lane. A lot of traffic, body contact, chest to chest. Is it ruled on the shot by Gordon or no? Out of bounds. Foster picked it up, number three on him. Four team fouls in Trotwood. Sydney has been called with just two here in the second half. Gordon catches on the arc. Gordon looks cross court, double team, finds Alec Gordon. Lazy left corner pass for Rottez Roberts, nearly stolen by Davis, who can't hang on. 1:10 to go, third quarter. 47-41, Sydney down six. Ball inbounded to Gordon, 35 feet away. Gives it up to Rogers, baseline left, back to the basket, goes to work, plows into the lane, off balance, hits it! Devin Rogers, oh, what a move. 4-point game again. Trotwood deep in the left corner, it's Blue, Alec Gordon on him. Here's a herky-jerky move, a dump-down pass, low on the left for Patton, he threw it out of bounds. Sydney ball.
I don't think he would ever use the term finesse when Devin Rogers has the ball. But boy, is he strong.
Devin Rogers, Rottez Roberts having stellar games tonight for Sydney for certain. 46 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney down by only four. Andre Gordon timeline. Left side pass goes to Chase Conrad, who's in. To Rogers on the post. Back to Gordon on the arc. Foul line, almost shot it. Here's a deep left corner three by Sydney. Good! Chase Conrad hit the bottom of the well with a trifecta. It's a 1-point game. Here's Trotwood entering the lane, splitting a couple defenders as Patton, and he drew a 2-shot foul. Trotwood wasted no time. Trotwood didn't hang their heads collectively. The Rams got the ball in bounds down the floor to Patton in a jiffy. And he's at the stripe for two, 23.1 remaining in the third quarter. The Conrad three enabled Sydney to cut the Rams' advantage to just one.
Heck of a third quarter by Sydney. Yep. I mean, they have turned the ball over only one time. They're doing a great job on the defensive end. They're playing some basketball.
47-46 in favor of Trotwood. Last time Sydney was this close was a 12-12 tie late in the first period.
I wonder if it's snowing down on the floor like it is up here in the press box.
Little dampness in the air up here near the rafters. Torrey Patton short on the free throw, but it crawled over the rim and fell in.
They're 9 of 11 now as a team.
48-46. Rams nearly 90% from the stripe here in this game. Patton is in and out on number two. Rebound jerked down by Alec Gordon. Backcourt to Bowser. Sydney will play for one. The two-pointer ties. A three-pointer gives Sydney the edge after three. Down to nine to play. Gordon at midcourt. Being guarded closely. 30 feet away, but Caleb Johnson in off the bench. And we got a moving screen on Rogers. Good call by the referee. 20 feet from the rim.
And that's three on Devin.
And one of the important keys to this game, Chuck, we highlighted in the pregame talk, was Devin Rogers needs to stay in this game, give a good account of himself for 30 minutes, and not get in foul trouble. He must sit now. Last second, third quarter, long three ball, Trotwood. It is missed by Patton, way short. 48-46 Rams over the Yellow Jackets. We enter the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
And I'm thinking tomorrow we're going to be seeing the people at Brookins as we got an afternoon game in Minster and an evening game in Fort Loramie. So two good games and some fine food.
Yep, exactly right, Chuck. We've got the Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders girls game at 2:30 tomorrow night, Fort Recovery and Fort Loramie boys. And we start the fourth quarter. What a great move by Andre Gordon. He got the ball 30 feet away, opening seconds, third quarter, and made a fantastic drive as he left couple or three Rams on their tails. Great drive, but Gordon tied up at 48. Turnover, palming violation, Trotwood. Fourth quarter, a great start for Sydney. Tied up at 48. Last tie was at, I think, 14 each opening seconds of the second quarter. It was 14-12 Trotwood after one, and it was 14 all. Sydney got the first bucket of the second. Here's a baseline drive by Gordon. Follow a 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Roberts. Up once, twice. He's hacked on the arm. Two free throws, Roberts. 48-48 tie. 41 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter.
Well, Gordon gets all the headlines, but I'll tell you what, Roberts is another sophomore that's going to be one heck of a ball player before his career is over.
Isn't he, though? Rottez Roberts with two at the stripe. His first one rolls around about three or four times and stays in. Second shot upcoming here for Rottez Roberts. A chance to give Sydney a two-point lead, 50-48. He does. Yellow Jackets on top by a bucket. Here comes Trotwood, four-court left. Far right wing, it goes on the play to Davis. Rotated into the left corner to Blue. Trotwood trailing by two, first minute, fourth quarter. Sizing up a three, Patton straight on, way short. Rebound in the lane, Davis. Follow a 10-footer in. Offensive rebound, Trotwood converted to two. 50-50 tie, 6:50 to go in the fourth. Up the floor is Hudgens. Hudgens took the pass from Bowser and double dribbled. Shelby County Veterans Service Commission, one of our underwriting sponsors now on scoresbroadcast.com. We'd like to invite you to get connected with your VA benefits. Veterans and spouses, contact the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission. If you know of a veteran, alert them. Get in touch with your benefits. Steal by Sydney in the half court. Long throw down the floor. Hudgens! Hudgens on the finish. Great deflection by Sydney, which is back up to another steal, but out of bounds. Rottez Roberts made the interception right in front of the Sydney cheering section across the way. But his toe was on the boundary. We're down to 6:21 to go. Trotwood needs a timeout. Yellow Jackets have got the Rams in trouble. Sydney leads by two on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, this would do wonders for Sidney as far as seeding goes. Tournament time also. A win over Troutwood's going to be all recognized by all the coaches who do the voting.
And Chuck, you're so right. Sidney Yellow Jackets can improve its stock immeasurably, not only in the American Conference standings of the GWAC, but at tourney draw time. Troutwood's got the ball straight away, down by two. Near side, it's Foster. Elbow in the left. Soft jump shot by Blue. Way off the mark. Sidney defended him, throttling that two-point try. Here's Gordon down the floor. Herky-jerky. Underhand layup. Got it. Here's Trotwood down four now. Here's a deflection by Bowser. Steal by Isaiah. Four on one, Sidney. To Gordon. Oh, out of nowhere. Intercepted by Foster. Foster to Davis. Driving left-hand layup. Got it, and a foul, a block on Sidney. Could have been ruled a charge. Yellow Jackets bench is furious. Oh, what a turn of events that was.
That's not the way I saw it. And on top of everything else, that's the fourth foul on Rogers now. Boy, he didn't move a muscle. He just stood there and took it.
Yep, Sidney was on its way to a six-point lead, 56-50. And it was a great steal. Sidney had a tremendous four-on-one break. Phenomenal takeaway by Trotwood, then a bucket at the other end. Questionable call. Field goal, Trotwood. Three-point play is good. Foul shot is made, and it's down to one, 54-53. Sidney led 54-50 with 5.5 to go. Another live ball turnover. Bust out by Trotwood and a dunk at the other end. Amari Davis makes it 55-54 Trotwood. 5:14 to go in the game. Yellow Jackets have lost their composure. Here's Gordon shooting a 19-footer. He's not lost his composure. He drills it. 56-55 Sidney. 5 minutes left. Straight away, Davis has the ball for Trotwood. Right corner to Blue. Blue shoots the three. Long, high archer. Clanged off the rim. Rebounding foul in the lane. It goes against Stevens of Trotwood. Very important, Chuck, here in the last moment for Sidney to survive what seemed like some brief, sudden momentum for Trotwood. Sidney survived it.
Well, there's still 5 minutes to go, basically, so you got to keep playing.
Sidney, four court left. 16 fouls on Trotwood, five on Sidney. Ball entered into the lane. Hand off to Alec Gordon. Open J, 15-footer off to the left. Rebound, Trotwood. Here come the Rams down one. Dribble drive into the lane. Out of control. Rams player got the ball on the rim. It rolled off, but a foul on Sidney.
Well, Trotwood changed up their philosophy defensively on Gordon, and they quit doubling him because he was finding the open man. So now they've played him straight up the last few times, and now he's scoring. So Trotwood's got a quandary defensively.
With the Rams under a lot of pressure right now, Torrey Patton, the 6'2 senior, the experienced man on this club, beginning to take over more. He was fouled seconds ago, connects on the first free throw. Excellent foul shooter is Patton. He buries the second, and Trotwood's got a one-point lead, 57-56. Sidney was up in this game, 54-50, about a minute ago. Here's Bowser at midcourt. There's an aggressive foul by Patton right out in the open, and that sends Sidney to the stripe with a one-on-one. Bowser's got to convert.
Bowser will go to the line, shoot one-on-one.
Again, the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission reminds you to give them a call regarding your VA benefits. We'd like to alert veterans and their spouses to call the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission. Free throw, Bowser, in and out. Tough break. Rebound, Trotwood. Steal midcourt by Andre Gordon. A slam dunk! A slam dunk! Andre Gordon flushed it. Oh, boy. He just about pulled down the rim and backboard on that one. And Sydney's back up one, 58-57, 4 minutes to go. Trotwood committing some live ball turnovers here in this half. 25 feet away, Foster. Hand off to Patton, back to Foster. Patton sizes up a three, way off to the right. We can tell from up above. Easy rebound, Gordon. Triple teamed in backcourt. Hands to Roberts. Roberts up the right side. He gets a timeout. He gets a timeout before carrying the ball out of bounds. Oh, what an alert play by Rotez Roberts.
Not just scoring, not just playing defense. That was as sharp a call as I've seen a kid make in years.
Heads up, Rotez Roberts. After Andre Gordon got the errant pass away in backcourt, he was blanketed by three players. The ball went to side court. Rotez Roberts tracked it down, got possession, and he was, as he was leaping in the air out of bounds, Chuck, after having caught it, he got the timeout call, and it was recognized.
Yeah, I bet that was a heck of a play. Just one heck of a play.
58-57, Sydney in the lead with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this game. With a little over five to play, Sydney was up 54-50. Sydney has been able to repel this charge from Trotwood in the last 90 seconds plus, and now Sydney's got an opportunity to go up three. Here's Gordon in midcourt. He shoved big time. Bowser got the pass to him. Trotwood clearly way overzealous, trying to make the steal on Gordon right in front of the man in striped shirts. And it's a 1-1 for Sydney. Yellow Jackets missed their last 1-1. Sydney's got to make them all from here on to earn this victory.
Well, Gordon's only been there once tonight. He's 1-for-1.
3 minutes, 32 seconds to go in this game. Sydney 58, Trotwood 57. Sydney has clearly outplayed Trotwood in the second half. And Gordon connects at the free throw. Or on the free throw, I should say, to make it a 59-57 game. Second shot coming up for Andre Gordon. Trotwood has beaten Sydney 14 straight times. Gordon swishes the foul shot, and Sydney's up three.
He's got a 10-point quarter going.
10 points in this period for Andre Gordon. He has faced the Yellow Jackets. He's gotten untracked. 3:20 left to go in the game. Outside the arc of the left, it is passed off on the play to Blue. Blue hits a teammate cutting toward the basket. It's caught and laid in. Blue gave it up, got it back. Big bucket for Trotwood, 60-59. 3 minutes left in the game. Sydney up one. Gordon on the arc. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Gave it back up to Roberts, back to Gordon. 18 fouls in Trotwood. Gordon hemmed in. Goes foul line to Alec. Left corner, Bowser. Down inside to Roberts. Dribbles out of trouble. On a weave to Gordon. Gordon foul line, great dish. Inside to Alec Gordon on the finish. Oh, what a beautiful pass. He threaded the needle. Sydney up three. 2.5 to go in the game. Deep left corner, Patton. Lobs cross court to Foster. In the short corner on the play to Blue. Hook shot in the paint, left hander, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Then Josiah Hudgens comes out of there with it. Hudgens darts up the floor. Sydney in the lead by three. Gordon's got it. Out of trouble, away from two men. He's boxed in, fadeaway shot, banked it, it rimmed and came out. Rebound Trotwood. 2:12 to go. Sydney up three. 16 fouls in Sydney. Baseline drive, Patton around two men, banks it in. Let's see what we've got. Andre Gordon got scratched on the face. 62-61. 2:04 to go. Sydney up a point. Andre wow. Gordon had a two-point basket rim with Sydney up three with about 2:20 to go in the game. Yep, Gordon is still on the floor. What little blood spot there was has been cleared up. Here's Bowser, top of the key for Sydney. Pulls it way down the lane, all the way to the rim. Good! Isaiah Bowser, fantastic drive. 64-61, Sydney. Here goes Torrey Patton. That's an offensive foul. Torrey Patton went lunging into the lane. He crashed into a Sydney player. And guess who? Rotez Roberts accepted the charge.
Yeah, I don't know where he thought he was going that time. There was two defenders standing there. He didn't have a chance.
A minute 42 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney looking for its first win against Trotwood in some 14 games. Sydney trying to take over the lead in the American Conference of the GWAC. 1 minute, 42 seconds remaining now. Trotwood with 84 feet of pressure, or I should say 94 feet here on the Sydney floor. A minute and a half remaining. Pressure relents. Andre Gordon walks it up, gives it to Bowser. 19 fouls on Trotwood. Sydney's in the double bonus. Here's Gordon carving out space in the lane. Driving left-handed hook shot is in there. What a play. Andre Gordon hooked it in. Sydney's up five. Biggest lead of the game for the Yellow Jackets. 1:16 to go. Here's Blue in the paint for Trotwood. Baseline left. Jump shot. Swish. Amari Davis was left open, and the Rams get a timeout. 66-63, Sydney. 69 seconds to go. On scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Welcome back to Sydney High School. The Yellow Jackets are on the verge of an upset that would be heard statewide. Sydney ahead by three. Full court pressure by Trotwood. 1:05 to go. Here's a long pass down the floor, but Sydney broken up by the Rams. The Rams cannot hang on. It goes out of bounds in the corner. Sydney ball. Sydney dodges a bullet. Trotwood had 5 men in backcourt. Got the deflection it wanted. Sydney now with a minute 3 left. Inbounds right of the rim. Up 3. Bowser looking. Can't afford a turnover here. It's lobbed in. Intercepted by Trotwood at midcourt. Driving layup is blocked on the play at the rim by Andre Gordon, and it's ruled goaltending.
Wow. Man, I didn't see that. That looked like one heck of a block.
Yep, Amir Foster went racing toward the basket after making the theft, and it looked like Andre Gordon got him at about the edge of the rim. But it was called goaltending, and then Trotwood, with a deflection from the rear, gets the steal. Here's a three-on-one break. Shot missed, no good. Rebound is in. It's in, and Trotwood's got the lead. It was missed on the play by Torrey Patton. Rebound stuck back in by Foster, and Sydney's lead has evaporated. Here is Devin Rogers in the lane. Rogers maneuvering, shot blocked, got it back, and it's knocked away by Trotwood, but a foul. Devin Rogers with big shots coming up. 30.4 to go. Sydney down one. Yellow Jackets led, 66-61, Chuck, up five?
Yes.
With under a minute left. And Trotwood got those live ball turnovers that are so deadly. Sydney committed mistakes. Trotwood got runouts the other direction. I thought Andre Gordon got a good block, about even with the rim.
Wow, it looked like a terrific block.
Looked like Andre pinned it right against the iron. It was ruled goaltending. That's given Trotwood the lead. Devin Rogers, two foul shots. The first is good. We're tied up at 67.
And Patton just fouled out of the game.
Torrey Patton, the senior leader for Trotwood, is gone. Expelled with five fouls. Second free throw, Devin Rogers, this for the lead. 30.4 remaining. 67-67 tie. Shot by Rogers. No good. Clanged off the iron. Rebound down to Blue for Trotwood. Backcourt to Amir Foster. Picked up by Gordon. 16 fouls on Sydney. Timeout called. Trotwood gets a TO. 19.1 to go. Timeout, Rams back in a half minute. On scorersbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Oh, thank you so much. The Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum in Rushi. New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. The game is tied. Trotwell with the ball. Steal by Andre Gordon. 5 seconds left. Andre down the floor. He makes a jump shot, and he's fouled. Oh, what a turn of events. 4.4 to go. Andre Gordon anticipating the lazy pass by Trotwood near the timeline after the Rams timeout. Gordon swiped it, made a tremendous off-balance jump shot. Baseline left. He was clobbered on the arm as he released it. Trotwood tried to mug him to make sure he couldn't get the field goal down. It went in anyway, and he's at the stripe with 4.4 to go. A made field goal here, or I should say a made free throw here by Gordon, would give Sydney a three-point lead with under 5 seconds left to play.
And Trotwood's made one three-pointer in the game.
Only one triple in this game for Trotwood, and the Rams, should Gordon notch the foul shot, will have to make a three-pointer to tie. What a steal by Andre Gordon, Chuck.
Oh, I'm going to give him a break on the steal, but what a terrible pass.
Oh, yes.
The poor kid was walking off with his head in his hands. He knew he messed, he blew it. But incredible shot by Gordon down there. Incredible. He was going to go to the free throw line, but my goodness, how did he make that shot?
I had to paint the picture for you. Trotwood, after the timeout with the game tied, was extremely lazy, very lackluster, passing the ball around near the timeline. Andre Gordon jumped in front of the receiver like a cornerback does in football, and away he went the other direction. He went lickety-split, made an awkward jump shot from about 13 or 14 feet outside the lane to the left while being hammered, and he's at the stripe. Free throw Gordon is no good. 3 seconds left. Trotwood at midcourt. Trotwood outside the arc, a three-pointer for the win. No good! No good! Sydney victorious, upset over Trotwood. 69-67. Sydney Yellow Jackets have upset the Trotwood Rams. Bedlam on the floor here at Sydney. Yellow Jacket players being mobbed by the student cheering section. What a great triumph for the Sydney basketball program and first-year head coach John Willoughby.
Wow, that was a stunner right there.
Well, Trotwood got the rebound of Gordon's miss clean, and the Rams got a good look, Chuck, from about 22 feet.
Yeah, that would have been a loss there. That would have been crushing.
Amir Foster let it fly. It was online, but way short of the mark. Barely caught iron. Trotwood didn't have an opportunity for a rebound. There was no time on the clock. Less than five remaining when Gordon shot up the free throw. And the foul shot attempt by Gordon did clang off the rim toward the corner of the floor. That helped Sydney a little bit. But head coach John Willoughby, Chuck, had what, four men back for Sydney?
Yeah, he had nobody up on the line. But right. You're right, he got one heck of a look at it. And just came up a little bit short.
Sydney did interfere with the shooter a little bit. It wasn't real tight, D. Sydney made sure it didn't foul. Trotwood needed a two to tie, a three-pointer to win. The best Trotwood could do was get off a 22-footer or so. It missed, and Andre Gordon with a dazzling second half pulls it out of the fire for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. With under five to go, he makes a terrific shot to lift the Yellow Jackets to a 69-67 victory after Gordon made the big steal at center court.
Well, he had 14 points in the fourth quarter.
And I still think that block by Andre at the rim, Chuck, with about, what, a minute and a half to go in the game,
was good, not a goaltend. I agree, but it didn't turn out to hurt him.
69-67 wins, but Sydney wins but two. And I'm going crazy just like the fans are here in Sydney. I can't even think.
Let's take a break, come back.
We'll collect our thoughts back in a moment. Sydney upsetting Trotwood by two, 69-67 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
If you are just joining us, the Sydney Yellow Jackets fashioned a brilliant second half here tonight to turn the tables on Trotwood. Final score, 69-67. Chuck, we'll take a look at the scoring here in just a moment. I'd like to let you know that we've been on the web tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, for more savings. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and from Anna Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. Speaking of Anna and Rushi, Rushi defeated Anna by 10 in a critical Shelby County League game tonight at Rushi. Jack and Chuck back with you from here at Sydney. Celebration continues on the floor at the Sydney High School gym. By my count, the first time in 14 tries, Sydney has defeated Trotwood in high school basketball. Final tally, 69-67. Andre Gordon with the shot heard around the state with just under five to play in the game, lifting Sydney to the two-point win. Sydney with the victory heard around the state.
Well, that was huge. I mean, you don't beat Trotwood very often,
nope.
Obviously.
Uh-uh.
And tonight, Sydney did everything they had. The coaching was perfect. The 2-3 zone, I like to say that that's how I played them too, except I don't know if I ever beat him. But what he did tonight was almost perfection. I like Trotwood's start when they were double and tripling Gordon, and they got off to a slow start offensively. Then he started really finding the open man, forced them to play him straight up, and he went crazy in the second half. He scored 17 points in the second half.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, we talked at the half that Andre Gordon needed to get, what did we say at the halftime break?
We did 25 or 30. He came up a little short of that, but
we said before the game he needed to get 25 or 30. We said at the half when he had only two at the break, he needed to get a dozen or 15 in the final two quarters.
He did that in the fourth quarter.
Yep, all by himself in the fourth. And
Rontez Roberts was just a man the whole game also.
Wow. Devin Rogers did his job on the inside. Alec Gordon with some key rebounds down the stretch. Josiah Hudgens, fine floor game. How about a three-pointer? But Chase Conrad off the bench earlier in this game.
Yeah, that was huge. That was in the third quarter, and that really, I think that brought him back to a tie or down to two.
Chuck, I think the key stretch in this game was not so much the game-winning spree by Sydney in the fourth period, but in the second quarter, Sydney went behind by double digits. They went down by a half dozen possessions in the second quarter and regained composure, made it a game of, 8 points at the halftime intermission?
They were down eight at the half, and they outscored them 44-34 in the second half.
There you go. But Sydney stayed within distance at halftime. Didn't get down too far in that second quarter and just thoroughly outplayed Trotwood over the last two periods.
Yeah, they turned the Rams over 11 times in the second half after only four in the first half.
Clancy, stars of the game for Sydney, the entire squad.
Well, I could just go down the list and say, hey, everybody go have a free meal, but you got to go with Andre Gordon and Rontez Roberts.
Yep.
And Isaiah Bowser, he only scored 10, but he was terrific. Hudgens, I thought, had a terrific game. Another sophomore. Three sophomores were terrific tonight. And Bowser's only a junior.
Yeah.
I think they're only scraping the tip of the iceberg with this basketball team.
How many turnovers by Sydney, Chuck, in the entire second half?
They turned it over 18 for the game, but it was six times in the second half. They really turned it around. And they were even in rebounding and only down one offensive rebound, 7-6. That is a huge key.
Yeah, Isaiah Bowser was just about flawless. He had an outstanding game tonight. Don't recall him making a boo-boo all night long. He played good, solid defense. Sydney's passing in this game, Chuck, remarkable. Andre Gordon was double-teamed, triple-teamed often. Andre had eyes in the back of his head all night long. His feeding was beautiful, and Sydney made sure they spread the floor and got to spots where Andre could hit them with a nifty bounce pass.
Well, he had 19 points, but in the third quarter, he assisted on all four of Robert's baskets.
Yep.
So that really, I mean, when they got that thing back to down two at the end of three, it was anybody's game, and it took a superstar, and he is as good a basketball player as there is in the state of Ohio.
Andre Gordon, Rontez Roberts, our Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, I can't help but harken back to Trotwood's possession there with 12, 11, 10 seconds to go in the game, and it all knotted up at 67, and the Rams simply were downright lazy, slothful in passing the ball around, and Andre Gordon took advantage. Away he went. Great steal and a phenomenal two-point basket under duress at the other end.
As good a shot as I've ever seen a kid make in a basketball game. And you're right, Trotwood was just kind of, I mean, I think they were thinking the worst going to happen is we're going to overtime.
Right.
And that's not how it turned out for him. But, boy, that, and I don't know what they're paying John Willoughby, but whatever it is, they got their money's worth for the entire year tonight.
Well, it was a marvelous game plan, executed beautifully by the players. Everyone for Sydney, a hero tonight. Freshman game went to Sydney, JV game won by Trotwood. Varsity tilt goes to Sydney. Yellow Jackets win 2 of 3. It was a great night here at Sydney.
I can't wait to get outside where it's not as windy and cold.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Hanna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Again, veterans and spouses of veterans, we want to alert you to contact the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission. Get connected with your VA benefits. And if you know of a veteran, get in touch with Chris North at the Shelby County Veterans Service Commission. Rhett Gish has been our Scorers Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Two more games for you tomorrow. 2:10 on the web for Rushi Girls at Minster. Tip off 2:30 tomorrow afternoon for Minster. Tomorrow night, it is Fort Recovery at Fort Loramie. Should be a dynamite boys basketball game. Two good clubs in Division IV. Who knows? Could be the first of two meetings between them. They might meet in the regional tournament. Could happen. Fort Loramie, Fort Recovery tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip. We are on the web online on Scores Broadcast at 7:40 tomorrow evening. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney, where the Yellow Jackets have upset the Trotwood Rams 69-67.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.